Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. iOS 5, labeling images with VoiceOver. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about labeling images with VoiceOver in iOS 5. This is a great new feature. It allows you to label unlabeled buttons in apps. Of course, we'd love it if all app developers made their apps accessible out of the box and you wouldn't have to do a thing. But, you know, that's unfortunately not the case. So this is a sort of quick fix that you can use. So if you're trying to get, you know, app developers to make their apps accessible, but you still want to use the app, this is something you can do to still use it while they're waiting around to see if they'll actually do anything and while you're sending all your letters and complaints. I'll show you how it works in an app called GetGlue. I'm not actually going to demonstrate the app. This is an app for television, books, movies. It's kind of like Foursquare, but for media. You can check in and give reviews on various books, movies, television shows, and music, and all kinds of things. When I got the app over a year ago, I think I probably managed to post two or three different things, and that was it. Check in to two or three different things. Because it had so many unlabeled buttons, and still does. I decided that I would start labeling them. Well, the labels are somewhat dynamic, and the buttons are somewhat dynamic, and occasionally they will change.
Tech Access Daily Tips.
Meaning that if you label buttons and you're not logged in, when you log in, all the labels will be lost, because the buttons are in subtly different places, and they look subtly different, at least according to my husband with eyes. So I labeled all the buttons, and then logged in, and then all the labels were gone, and I have to do it all over again. Now, I've managed to do most of them, but there are a few that I have not done. So the way in which it looks is you find a TV show or something, and you want to check into it. I have Tech Access Daily Tips up because Rodney added our podcast and our Daily Tips feed to GetGlue at some point. You can add things. And I went and searched for it.
Search. Back button. Check in. Heading. Button.
That button, I'm not sure what it does. I think it tells you how many people are listening or watching the thing along with you.
Selected. TV. Tab.
Now, these are tabs going across that, you know, tell you a little bit about what you're checking into. If you're going to check or search for TV.
Movies. Music. Tab. Books. Tab.
Four books. I had to label all of these. And of course,
one. The Big Bang
you're
Theory.
Just wondering
1,061
how I did
recent check-ins.
Hang on. I'm going to show
you. Add a comment. One person you follow. Add a comment. One. Tech Access Daily Tips.
The app itself has some issues, so that's part of what you're hearing. Now, I have three buttons on this check-in page that I want to label. Like Foursquare, this app allows you to share your check-in with Facebook, Twitter, and for some reason, this app lets you share what you're watching on TV with Foursquare. I'm not exactly sure why that is, because Foursquare is about where you're at, and I don't know. Anyway.
One person you follow and one other person are watching this.
It will tell you who's watching it along with you. Rodney has checked into it along with me, so we're both watching Tech Access Daily Tips as I create a tip.
Add a comment.
Add a comment. You can add a comment. Of course, there's a text field. I could open it up and
share to.
I wanted. Now, this is share to. It's not a button, but, you know, you're flicking left and right, and you see this button, so you know that these are coming up.
Button, 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 button.
Four buttons.
Button, button, share to, button.
What do these do? They're just sort of there. Well, I know what they do. You can figure out what a button does by, of course, going into it or asking someone. And with most of GetGlue, I went into it to figure out what they did, and that works. But if you need to ask, you can always ask. Okay,
share
to. This is where I'm at.
Button.
The first button that you come to after share to is the Twitter button. I already know this. So in order to label it, I'm going to take two fingers and double tap the screen and hold it. Double tap and hold.
Alert. Label element. Capital T. Capital U. Capital T. Capital E. R.
Whoops.
Delete.
I do not type well on the iPhone.
T. Delete. Capital.
Okay.
Capital T. W. K. I. T. Y. T. E. R. Label element. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Twitter.
And of course, you can edit that as needed.
Done.
And the done button is in the lower right-hand corner.
GetGlue. Check in. Twitter. Button.
And it puts you right back on it, and you are on the Twitter button.
One, the Big Bang Theory.
Oops, hang
Share
on.
Two.
Again, issues with the app. I'm still in Tech Access Daily Tips.
Twitter button.
It's there.
Button.
Now this next button over, what does it do? I'm going to double tap, tap twice with two fingers, and the second time hold it.
Alert. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Label.
And you'll, oh, you'll always get that sound. This
Capital
is Facebook.
A. X. C. E. N. B. O. O. N. J. K.
My keyboard is being really sluggish today.
Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Facebook.
There you go. Done. Lower right
Done.
Hand corner.
Done. Get glue. Check in. Face. Add a comment. 3. Made in Chelsea. 896. 3. Button. Button. Facebook. Button. Button.
And this one is Foursquare. This third button. Part of the problem I'm having is that I end up going back into the trending TV shows because above the check-in part of the screen, there's like, what's trending? And that just always seems to stay there. So
Facebook
button. This button here.
Share two.
Oh, come on.
5. Once upon a time. 6. The Ellen DeGeneres. 5. Once upon. Search for F. Tech Access Daily Tips. Check-in. Share two. Twitter. Facebook. Button. Button.
This is Foursquare.
Alert. Text field. Is it capital F? O. Y. U. E. R. Shift. A. S. Q. O. I. Y. U. A. T. R. W. E. Save. Button. Cancel. Button. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Foursquare.
There is a save and a cancel button, and there's also the done button in the lower right-hand corner. Not exactly sure what the difference is between those two, but they both seem to work. But of course, if you don't like what you're writing, you could cancel it and go back and do it again. I'm not sure what the difference is between save and done, though.
Done. Auto-correction. Get glue. Check in. Foursquare. Button.
Yeah, I didn't spell it right, and it corrected it. Yay, how cool is that?
Button.
And then this button is a check-in button. And like the check-in button on the regular Get Glue to check into a show, I'm not sure if this one's going to check in. This one's label's going to stick, because some buttons, the labels don't actually work in some apps. The buttons are a little bit dynamic, they change shape, and the labels don't stick to them. I'll try this one.
Alert. Text field is capital C. B. H. D. E. X. C. L. K. More. Number. Sem. Comma. Colon. Slash. Hyphen. One, two. One, hyphen. Check. More. Letters. O. I. N. Done. Get glue. Check in. Check in. Button. Foursquare. Button. Facebook. Button. Twitter. Button. Share two.
Look at there. They're all labeled. And when I go in to check into another show.
Two people you follow and two others. Add a comment. Share. Twitter. Facebook. Check. Stream. Tap. Check in. Button.
Like I just did.
Check in.
Hitting the button I just labeled. When I go to check into another show, those buttons.
Link. Image.
Will.
List star.
Those buttons will be labeled the same.
Rate this. Heading level 3.
I don't need to rate it.
This is your first check in here. You can't be a fan without liking. Heading level 4. I like it. Button.
That one is already labeled. Okay, I'm a fan of Tech Access Daily Tips.
Liked. Button.
Good.
Two people you follow and two others are watching this. Add a comment. Checking in. Share to. Twitter. Button.
I don't want to share it to anywhere, but it's a comfort to know that these still are labeled.
Two. List end.
And the app is taking its time about checking me into places. It has issues, but I'm not doing this to demonstrate the app. I simply wanted to demonstrate how to label elements with iOS 5 and VoiceOver. And I think this is spectacularly awesome. Be aware that sometimes it is not perfect, so sometimes it does not work, but I have had it work every time but once so far. And so I'm very impressed with it. It really is simple. Two-finger double tap and hold, and you'll hear that little gurgle, and you'll be prompted to, you know, with the text field to label it. So that's just fantastic. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.